I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. I'm your boy, Poseidon. I'm filling in for Pantelis this week.
Why are you filling in for Pantelis?
Because he's not here. He's on vacation.
Where?
In Greece.
All right.
And the comedy legend in front of me is Mr. Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. Pantelis is in Greece right now, but I took all my money and built a hologram of Pantelis. He's in a studio in Athens right now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Welcome.
It looks real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feel. Two drinks. Yeah. I'm right here.
It's like the Tupac concert.
Right. Yeah, we're recording an episode early because when this comes out, you're going to be super sunburned.
Or dead if the plane crashes. You never know.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, don't say stuff like that.
I always think about
now
that.
Now the plane's going to crash. Well, whenever
we pre-record shit, I'm like, fuck. If I die before this comes out, there's going to be at least one or two things I said that people are going to take out of context. And they'll be like, he knew he was going to die. Yeah. Like, if your plane crashes, they're going to take that. They'll be like, he knew.
Illuminati.
He said it. And even Poseidon knew because he was like, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Poseidon sold his soul to the Illuminati by sacrificing Pantelis. You heard it here first.
I've become super successful all of a sudden. Yeah. People are like, oh.
That can't happen. No amount of Illuminati help is going to help you with that.
He did join the Illuminati for 6 years. Nothing. They got him nothing.
Nothing.
He said, I'm not illuminated. Yeah.
They just had you there because you were good to. You brought coffee to the meetings.
I'm a good coffee bringer, bro.
I'm a good coffee bringer.
You just dip your dick in it real quick, and it's adds an extra little.
Wouldn't you
twang.
Burn yourself? Like, I get if you hate your boss, you dip your dick in his water, his beer. But coffee?
You're gonna
every time you're like, ah!
You're gonna burn your dick to spite your face.
No, I'm circumcised.
That makes it even worse.
No, because there's the whole thing of when you're circumcised, you lose feeling in your dick in the tip. But just the tip.
Because the tip is like, at least if you have skin around it, you only burn the tip. But when you're circumcised, it's all tip.
Yeah.
So it's fucking
it's all skin, baby.
I didn't know where I was going with it. I was just fucking around, and then
the only way
I realized there was holes in my plot.
The only way that could work, and we'll know that he put his drink in one of our coffees, he'll be like, I bought your coffee. I didn't remember how many creams you wanted, so I put 40. There's 40 creams. What? This is room temperature. Yeah, I know.
Why is it thick?
I just pictured like thick coffee, and it's...
Yeah, so are you sad? He's going to be gone for 2 weeks. This is the first time he leaves you this long.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad. I'm going to be able to take a break from him.
Are you going to... Is it going to be weird not having someone tell you what to do?
No. I don't know. Well, you don't tell me all the time.
Are you leaving a list? Do this, do that, like to make sure.
He knows it. I mean, I'll leave him a list, but he knows it. It's pretty.
Are you still going to do the morning show?
Oh, yeah, of course. The morning show in bed. I'm going to clean the studio. Yeah, I have tasks to do.
He knows.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Yeah.
He knows.
I don't know why, but my head went like to shit, like brush your teeth and shit.
No.
I don't know why.
No, I knew.
Because he's always blasting.
I know that you're going to brush your teeth and you're going to wash.
The day before I get there.
One, you have your girl lives with you. So I don't think you're not going to be able to go, I'm not washing. But what's that odor? Pateli, you're pas là.
Because you heard this, she's like, but what does that mean? I'm on vacation.
Yeah. Vacation. Greek. Yeah. He's in Greece, so I don't have to wash anymore. Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I think it does.
All right. Let a man handle this.
Do your girl stuff.
Yeah, do your lady stuff. No, he has his tasks, but I don't have to write them down.
Yeah,
he's the morning only, show and clean the studio.
In bed, is there any other shows? I don't think so, because all the other shows we do them together.
Your Pantel's podcast, he's going to put one out while you're in Greece.
I already set it up.
Okay, yeah. And yeah. Same thing with the French cast.
I set it all up.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. We did enough while you're gone. Just that the ones that, like Pantelis Live, we can't do because you're not there. And what else? The intellectuals.
Yeah. You can't. You're not going to do the intellectuals.
I'm the one who produces that.
Because he has a very specific role in the intellectuals to basically fucking bully us.
But he's a designated driver on that show.
Basically,
you need a designated driver.
Yeah,
because you. Like, I remember when I first started doing podcasts, I was like, I wanted to do a podcast of me super drunk with someone that was super sober to guide, and it didn't work because it's just a weird
dynamic
vibe. Like, you can do two drunk guys together or a little drunk, but you can't be shit-faced. And so he acts, that's his role on that show.
Yeah.
You guys are drunk guys without the alcohol.
Oh yeah,
basically yeah. We're a bunch of drunks.
You're a bunch of drunks that haven't had a drink.
Well, Guido actually, I don't know. I think he drinks.
Does he drink before the podcast? You think he gets drunk?
He used to actually. He's walked in hammered a few times.
He did walk in hammered once.
Yeah,
and I got very angry.
Yeah.
He seems like the type of guy too. When he gets drunk,
actually,
he gets really drunk.
Now that you tell me, one time he crashed his car, came upstairs, did a podcast,
and then went
back home.
Yeah, legit crashed, totaled.
Yeah, the front end was demolished. He came upstairs.
He did the podcast.
He did the podcast, and then I think the week later, I went over to his restaurant. I'm like, Guido, what the fuck happened to your car?
We were all back smoking. When I came to the episode, I crashed and I left it there. I came to the episode, came back down and strategically drove.
Very lucky that the cops didn't show up.
Yeah, that's
what we said.
Because it would have been a hit and run. And how do you explain, I was upstairs.
No. He got so lucky, he hit the dividers. Like those giant...
A divider?
No, the giant cement stones.
Yeah,
that's what he hit, basically. Like a
ton. Okay.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere. Oh,
yeah. So he crashed into that and then parked his car?
Do
you think he paid for parking? That's amazing. If he paid for parking.
That would be hilarious.
He also locked the car.
Yeah.
Did the fire, did the airbags pop?
No.
They didn't deploy somehow.
No, he was driving slow. Like it was in the parking lot and back. So.
Yeah. Okay. So he crashed in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why no cops showed up.
And what's funny,
if he would have parked it on the street, the cops would have been like, "That's suspicious."
Well, he ended up parking the street. Like he crashed the parking lot and parked in front.
What's
funny? He's like that meme there.
How is he still free in society?
It's a fact that stresses me and confuses me every day.
Those fucking demons gotta learn how to drive.
They're bulletproof.
We should send at least one demon to a fucking driver's
a Pakistani
ed
driving
course.
School. Yeah. My friend pushed the gas.
What makes it even funnier is that he's like that meme there where like it's just a wide open parking lot and the person crashes into that one light. Like that's what it is because it's a super big
parking
lot.
But in his defense, he was hammered.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, in so it's defense. Not his fault.
It's the alcohol. We're not gonna blame
crazy
him for the alcohol.
Too. Like I get people that live in the country that still drink and drive because it's the only way you can get back home. But Montreal, it's so fucking easy to not drink and drive.
Yeah,
like I live in Longueuil, so I don't even have to drink and drive because I'm not far. Like I can if I'm gonna get drunk, Uber or fucking.
Well, your
cab
car is also automatic.
Yeah. My car drives itself too.
You're living in the future.
Yeah, I'm living in the future.
But yeah, so I remember when he crashed his car. Yeah, I forgot about that completely.
Yeah, forgot about it too.
That's his crew.
No. Yeah. So what are they? Do you think they're, are you going to see him since there's no intellectuals?
Another thing that I'm going to do, apart from taking care of the studio and everything,
So when I get back, the studio is going to be spick and span.
Spick and span, okay. Baby. I'm going to take a few days. I'm going to do like, I'm going to vacuum.
Slowly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm going to dust one day and then I'm going to vacuum another day. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to take it easy. Also, and apart from installing some shit, I'm going to have Guido on In Bed with Poseidon as well. And also, since I'm going to have extra time, I'm tasked with giving Adam a makeover.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, makeover, so, yeah, so...
Part two.
Yeah, part two, because we got him a haircut and everything.
Yeah, you got the haircut.
His hair grew out again.
Yeah, he grew out, but it grew out, so we got to bring him to the barber again.
I love this. This is the lowest budget makeover show I've ever heard in my life. All right, we did a makeover. What'd you do? We got him a haircut. Yeah, and what'd you do after? That's it.
Because I didn't have time, and then we went on tour.
Yeah, yeah, but now I'm on vacation, so they're gonna have they're gonna videotape him getting another haircut, and then sprucing up his clothes and perhaps his glasses.
Yeah, there's
Since he's like he makes 170 a week, brag, and you should bring him to a place that he could afford to buy that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
bring him to Winners.
Or even Village des Valins. Village des Valins has nice clothes.
Renaissance.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved to Montreal and I discovered Village des Valins, I used to buy a lot of clothes there. Because it's all clothes that like people have worn a couple times and then don't like, so they give them away. So you get some nice things.
Yeah, I tried that with Renaissance. I was just curious. And I walked in, and just the smell, I was like, I'm never buying clothes from here.
What was the smell like?
It smelled... Okay, you know the excess skin on the bottom of your feet?
I've never smelled
I have. I don't know what you're talking about.
When you go to like for a pedicure, and they rub, and it cleans your feet and shit.
And then after you ask them to sniff the stone?
No. Basically, no, I've smelled it. I've smelled it because I was curious what it smelled like. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. I'm fucking
mad. Why are you sniffing your fucking dead skin?
Because I'm a lunatic.
Did you pick it up off the ground?
No, I just smelled the
We ran out of Parmesan, but I got this.
No, I just smelled the wood. I go...
what? Jesus, you're an animal. Christ.
Don't like I said. Don't ask questions. Just I was curious. That's it. So it smells like somebody cut giant pieces of dead skin off your foot in a very large quantity, hid it somewhere in store, and left it for a really long time in the heat. That's what it smells like, I find.
Because a Value Village or Village des Valins doesn't have that smell. But even if, like, it's used clothes, so even if it does smell, bring it home and wash it or go to the laundromat if you don't have a washer.
Yeah.
Because if you're paying, like, for, let's say, a shirt that brand new would be 80 and now you're paying 2. Because the prices are retarded.
It's that cheap, like $2.
I haven't been in a million years, but I remember... last time I went, like I'd bought a dress shirt that was a polo, and in those days a polo shirt was like, I don't know how much they are now, but it was like $125.
About the same price.
And I paid, I forget if I paid $4 or $8.
Nah.
And it looked brand new.
And it was brand new.
Yeah, because Value Village, shit. They're fucking dicks. The way they get their clothes is
they rob them.
No, it's they have a non-profit. Called the in Quebec anyway, it's called l'Association des Diabétiques, so the Diabetes Association of Quebec, but it has nothing to do with diabetes. So the owner is probably a diabetic, so, and he calls it a nonprofit because he gets you give your clothes to the Diabetics Association, and then he, let's say if it costs him $80 in gas and he has to pay people, he sells whatever it costs to get the clothes to Value Village. That's what he charges Value Village.
Wait, hold on. So if it's for diabetics, like let's say I donate pants, do I have to sew one of the pant legs up?
Yeah. You sew it up since for the amputated leg. Yeah. But it's weird that they... So, because I remember when I found that out, I was fucking angry. And plus, since I'm diabetic, I'd gotten a call from the association. We're looking for a donation if you have clothes. And I was like, oh, you motherfuckers. I was like, can I give you money? And they're like, no, we only take clothes. And I was like, what kind of association only takes? It's like if UNICEF call you and they're like, look, we need food for people that are poor. Can I just give money? No,
French
fries. Money doesn't work. We actually need fucking cans of Chef Boyardee. Yeah. You'd be like, okay, there's something. There's
something suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's not illegal what they're doing. It's just very weird.
Very gray area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very gray.
I kind of like that they're sketchy.
Yeah, they're very sketchy.
I've never been inside one. Now I kind of want to go inside one.
I used to, like, when I had my TV show on Music Plus, whenever we'd need weird costumes, we'd go to Value Village. Because they have, it's the best place if you're doing a sketch and you need, okay, I need, like, this summer when we did the, or last summer when we did the,
Go show.
We dressed up, like, we needed to dress people. So we were like, okay, we need a track suit made out of velvet for the pawn shop guy. So I was like, either we call him and borrow one of his things, or we go to Value Village.
You would need 9 Emils to fit into one of them.
But we got, so Emil's suit, we got it there. I've paid nothing. It's all Martin Perizzolo that went there. I think he paid like $9 for the suit and then
Why aren't you going there?
10,
I am going to go to
chains.
These places.
Yeah, but you got
real gold?
No, it's okay. Garbage. Everything there is garbage. But the only thing is, you got to be, it's like in the States, there's a place called Ross that I really like to go. Okay. Ross is brand new, but it's kind of like a factory outlet place. So it's all garbage, but then once in a while, you find like the little...
You find that little gold.
Yeah,
it's like Winners.
Yeah, it's like Winners, except really shittier than Winners.
Yeah.
But the things you find are as good as the good things you find in Winners. And instead of being like... 40, they're 6. It's like it's like going to it's like going to another country that's not doing that well.
That's amazing.
I don't remember who told me this, but they told me Winners is like a thrift shop, but for successful poor people or like the middle class.
Yeah.
Basically.
I fucking love Winners.
Yeah, I love it too, bro. You find some good shit. Like one of my favorite pair of boots I ever bought, I found at Winners.
Yeah, but they were someone's. He didn't find them.
Like I get some good finds at the only thing I could never find at Winners is track jackets. Like track suits. Okay. Never.
A lot of Ukrainian mob bosses hang out at Winners.
Could never find tracksuits, and it always angered me.
Village de Valeur, you might find
it.
Why not? If I come, when I come back from Greece, if I haven't died, I want to see you looking all Value Village spiffy.
You know what? You know what you should do? Yeah, for the makeover for Adam, is I'll give you $40 and see what you can
get him a whole wardrobe
for $40. I'll even give you $60.
God damn.
That way, $60 I think is good.
Yeah, because we had we had a wealthy. Thank you. I'm gonna spend this wisely.
It's going to crack.
We had a wealthy.
What if they all just sit down and smoke crack together?
That's never gonna happen. Well, them. I don't know. I don't know about them. I'm not.
I don't see Adam as a drug guy.
No.
No.
He looks like a got spiked guy.
Yeah, what's
got spiked?
Like if your drink gets spiked.
Oh, yeah,
like
he looks
like the type of guy
that wakes
he's
up.
He's handed a juicy or something?
Yeah. He's been on LSD 74 times. And doesn't know it. But always by accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's amazing. Fucking...
He keeps waking up with no pants or shoes. Yeah,
how
that's
how
him.
How does this keep happening?
He's like, fuck, that 7-Up was strong.
God damn. But yeah.
What's in a juicy?
Isn't that those joints that there's like fucking MDMA, crack, cocaine, weed?
No, I think
weed.
A juicy just has a... It's either crack or cocaine.
Okay.
In with the weed.
Oh, what was that? What was that joint that in Bring Him to the Greek at the end with the furry walls?
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck, there's a name for that. Like a Jefferson it's called, I think. It's like a joint, but it's like 8 different drugs in a joint.
What a weird reference. A movie from 14 years ago wasn't good enough for people to
remember.
You got to go, Russell Brand.
Because I really enjoyed that movie.
It wasn't bad, though, for real. It wasn't bad. Not good enough to remember. Remember scene fucking 7?
Yeah.
When
when the fat guy who now is thin did it.
Well, because, do you know
the fat guy who now is thin, the fat happy guy who now
is thin, angry guy.
And then, but he got fat again, but he's sad now.
Do you know
he's
why?
Sad a bit. Yeah, he's sad now.
Do you know I remember that movie so well? is because when I saw it, I'm like, bring him to the Greek. That's weird. And I played it.
Did you only go and rent it because it was the word Greek?
Yes. And I thought
you thought Russell Brand was coming inside you. They were bringing him to you.
I thought the whole movie was,
he became Greek?
No. Like, he was supposed to bring his friend to a Greek man for something.
You didn't think this while you were watching?
No, I thought when I started the movie.
Because they explained the movie.
But then eventually they explained it, and I was like.
But they don't eventually explain it. They explained at the beginning that he has a show at the Greek theater.
Yeah, exactly.
And where they explain it is the first
scene
of the trailer.
But I never watched the trailer.
The first scene of the movie, first scene of the trailer. Yeah. They know that people are dumb, so that we got to get them to the Greek. Yeah. The Greek theater.
Yeah.
But I was very disappointed when I first started watching
it. There's no Greek man theater here.
The Greek guy.
Theater is not even a Greek man's name.
The Greek guy is theater. Maybe it's
Theodore?
That's
Theodore.
His last name.
Theo. Oh, get him to Theo. Theo the Greek. I get
Theo the Greek. I got you. Oh, he changed his name because he owes money to people from the old country.
He's like those old Greek guys that when the WWE was like, in the 90s, remember the original Undertaker, the way he was purple? They're like, he's Greek here, but look, the cross, everything. He's a Greek guy. So I thought it was Greek because he had a beard and crosses.
Remember when I told you in Quebec City, in my school, there weren't that many Greeks, and one of them had his father had changed his name to make it sound Russian.
Which is crazy.
Because he had told me, he was like, yeah, because Greeks weren't accepted when we arrived to this country. But then all of the other Greeks that... They were all super well accepted.
Yeah.
So, and then.
But the Russians weren't. It was the Cold War.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Funny. He changed his name to a Russian name during the Cold War.
Oh, no.
Because he said Greeks weren't accepted in Quebec. And then when you went to his house, he had a bunch of secret passages.
Yeah. You know what he was?
He was a mob guy.
No, a communist. He was a Greek communist. So the Greek commies. Because we had the Greek Civil War. Yeah, that's why he pretended to be Russian.
I see.
There was a civil war in Greece. Okay. It was brutal. It was fucking... They did worse Greeks to each other than the Nazis did to us.
Yeah, it was right after World War II.
It was right after World War II. So anyways, a lot of communists after when like the regime won and like the nation was rebuilding, they would put them in jail. Communists were not looked well upon.
Okay.
And they loved the Soviet Union. They loved Russia. They wanted to mix with them. So this guy, his whole probably vision... was everyone hates communism, everyone hates the Russians. But it was just Greeks that weren't communists hated communists.
Yeah.
And not all Greeks. Same thing with the world. The world liked Greece. They didn't like the communist Greeks. So he probably thought in his head, they just don't like Greek. Like, who knows what propaganda they were being told. So when he came over, he probably thought they were going to hate the Greeks. But no one hated the Greeks. They hated communist Greeks. Mm-hmm. But they hated communist anything.
Why would he have secret passages
to escape in case they come take? Because they were in Greece. They were the communists when they were losing. They were taken and put in jail.
This guy made a lot of money for communists because he had an amazing house.
Or maybe he was a mobster too. Secret passages. But it just feels weird that he would claim to be Russian when the Russians were more...
It felt very like whenever someone changes countries. And you're like, okay, why did you change country? And if it's like, oh, for a job or my wife, but when it's a Greek guy that leaves Greece with a Greek lady and changes his name.
He may have been one of the communist leaders and he had a lot of money.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, makes sense. He was super nice. I liked him a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, very. My friend was
amazing. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
I was like, so these commies get you.
That's how they, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, it's nice. I'm going to share my wealth with you.
Yeah.
Now you have no more rights. Eat potato. Mm. I don't trust the commies.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's when I found out that every meal, Greeks eat one potato.
You say that, it's funny, but my father gifted my mother for one Christmas a potato with a loony in it.
With a dollar.
Oh, this was after the divorce, right?
No, this was before.
He this gave may have led his wife.
Yeah, for Christmas.
And he threw it at her, too.
Yeah.
A potato with a loony in it?
So it was a potato. So, because he became very elaborate. So initially, it was a box. And in that box, I think, was a newspaper wrap. And in the newspaper wrap was a aluminum wrap potato with a loony sticking out of it.
Okay.
And what was the meaning behind this?
No meaning, just like, here's your gift.
But he had another real gift.
The meaning was like, go fuck yourself.
Basically, yeah.
He gave her a real gift too, no?
No.
That was the gift.
Piece of garbage. What a goddamn
good husband.
Because that'd be a good gift if you're like, I give you a nice box. It looks like it's going to be something from Burke's or something expensive. You open it. It's a potato. And you're like, oh, you motherfucker. And you go open the potato. And then you open the potato.
It's divorce
and then,
papers.
Yeah. It's a picture of me banging your wife, yeah. Your sister.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
No, but it'd be a good gift to give something good inside of a potato.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I should do that and have something good in the potato, record it, send it to my father and be like, this is how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Could you imagine his girlfriend just like, hey, pat that. She's just happy. Yeah. And he's like, no, you have to. No, I'm going to boil it. No.
Do you think your girl would be happy or pissed if you gave her a potato for Christmas?
Knowing his mental state, she'd be like, it's par for the course.
Par for the course.
Yeah. My mental state. So there's nothing makes wrong sense. With my mental state.
At least it wasn't a live pigeon.
Plus, she works like with battered women. Yeah. So she'd be like, oh, yeah, this is the present they get the week before. Yeah. So I got to buy a helmet.
God damn.
I got to get a blue Jofa helmet.
But I would never do that to her, no. Maybe as a joke and then be like, no, I have a real gift.
You batter her as a joke?
No. Okay, the potato, the potato. No.
I'd never beat her as a joke.
Hilarious, though.
Like a boom, uppercut. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then when she freaks out, I go, it's funny because you work at a battered woman's shelter. You got bad. You get the no, you don't get the reference. Okay, I got to explain it to you.
And you're a girl that weighs 103 pounds. Yeah. I'm fucking 280. Yeah. It's funny.
It's hilarious, yeah.
It's a goof.
Yeah, she goes to work with a black eye. Are you okay?
It's what I'm
my
pranks.
Husband was goofing around.
Yeah.
You need to talk to someone. Yeah. No, he's just a prankster.
Oh, that reminds me of the Curb episode where he pretends to beat his wife in the car, and then her dentist is like, I'm gonna get you help.
I don't remember that episode.
It's in season 2.
Okay,
episode. Yeah.
I think episode 4.
Yeah,
I
nobody. Think. That's not.
Do you remember season 7, episode 52?
Like nobody, nobody.
Well, because I just started watching it, so everything's fresh to me.
But whenever you talk about it, like we're at a Curb Your Enthusiasm Comic-Con thing.
Yeah, because I'm so excited that I'm in such a good mood that it made me laugh that I forget that it's at season 83 now.
It's at season 10, I think.
No, I know. I'm just.
But here's the thing. I think Poseidon, if Iran would call a fatwa upon him, I would be a little offended, but I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. If there was a fatwa on Poseidon, I can't say that I would be super aggressive. I'd be like, oh, that's fucked up. However, yeah, shit happens.
Why?
I don't know. It was just, that's how it would feel. Like,
that'd be a good nickname for you. Yeah. Fatwa.
Fatwa Poseidon.
Fatwa
Poseidon. Just call you fatwa.
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 Did you talk to fatwa today? Oh, fatwa. Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be a good... That's your code name, Fatwa. No one's going to know who we're talking about. Fatwa, they're all going to think it's some Arab lady.
Speaking of Fatwa, what happened to Salman Rushdie? Because when he got attacked, he didn't die.
No, he didn't die.
And but we never heard anything after.
I think to keep him safe.
Let's see what the internet has to say.
Yeah, I think he's going to go back into hiding the way he was the first year.
What does it say?
Just that the attacker appeared in court.
I don't care about the attacker. How Salman?
Was he dreamy?
Nothing. Nothing.
The
all
attacker
quiet.
Appeared to be in good health. Great shape.
Fucking stabbing someone 48 times is good cardio.
Yeah. What happened to those other stabbings in Saskatchewan?
The guy died. They caught the guy and he died. And the I saw a thing. It was written the guy that killed died. So I was like, okay, the cops got him. And then I start reading the article. And they're like, yeah, the cops arrested him.
And then he died of a broken heart?
No, he had a seizure when he was when they had him handcuffed. So I don't know if he had a seizure or
they beat him to death.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. Oh, fucking. He's a little shaky. Let's just drop him off at the hospital.
That's what happened. I bet you that's what happened. Like,
oh, definitely. He deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
If you fucking,
they beat him to death, probably,
if you kill 15 people.
They all died? I thought they all survived.
Did he? God damn, he's a bad stabber.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, god damn.
If they all died, god damn, that makes it even sadder.
Did he, because there's two of them.
Did he catch the second guy?
I don't know. I'm reading the article now, but I realized the article is written by a lady named Natalie Escobar.
So?
I think this is one of some inside shit, bro. Some cartel shit.
You think that she's laundering money?
So no, it was a stretch. I'm joking. It's a stretch. Yeah. I'm just fucking around. Serious. They killed 10 people in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan.
God, that's
his death
lot.
Comes 2 days after Damian Sanderson was found dead with wounds that did not appear to be self-inflicted.
We
got to
do something about Trump's
okay,
America.
Okay. So the first guy got killed by the second guy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What? Oh, very Fargo style. I like that.
Yeah.
But for the first guy killed the second guy so he doesn't rat them out?
I think so, yeah.
But, like, we've had their pictures since the day of the murders.
Yeah, very photogenic.
So if we're on the run together and I see our pictures everywhere and I'm like, I think Pentel's going to rat me out. I should kill him.
I'm already running out. Yeah,
they're brothers. Life. They're brothers. And I think Damian Sanderson on the left was found dead. So Miles Sanderson stabbed him to death, I think, with wounds that did not appear to be self-inflicted. So, yeah, I think maybe the brother was kind of like in that situation. He was like, I can't, like a guilty conscience type of shit. I'm like,
here's the thing.
Guilty conscience.
For people listening, if you and your brother go on a murder rampage and you're stabbing people and it was your brother's idea, but you like your brother and you were just following along, on the run, go, hey, I'll hold on to the knife. Yeah. All right. Look, I got, you know.
I'm a good knife holder.
Yeah, I'm a good knife. You're a good knife stabber.
Yeah,
I'm
but
a good
we need holder. Stab, I'll hand it
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
Right now we need knife holding.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, when you're repairing a car or something, you know, there's one guy under screwing and the other guy's handing
you
a screwdriver.
Yeah, you tell your brother, you go, you're the doctor, I'm the nurse.
Yeah.
Scalpel, I'm there.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm there. As soon as you say scalpel, you'll have a knife in your hand.
And as soon as he gives it to you, stab him in the neck and escape. Because he will kill you, as we've seen. Yeah. So did they both stab people or only one?
I think they both stabbed people.
Fucking.
You know how crazy but probably what happened.
Yeah, they both did.
If you go on a murder spree with your friend... batshit crazy. But let's say you go on a murder spree and you're both stabbing, and then you're like, what am I doing? What am I? And you see your brother going, this is the best. that must be even freakier. That you're like, I'm going to have nightmares. And if God exists, I'm going to hell. And he's like, this is the best.
Wait, hold on. We don't have a reason?
No reason. There's nothing that says anything about reason.
I'm not saying it's a good reason.
Was it drugs?
Oh, before their deaths, they're both dead.
Yeah, we said one of them got stabbed by his brother. The other one died beaten by the cops, or epilepsy, which is the slow killer.
Yeah.
I hope though it'd be amazing if the cops didn't beat him, and this fucking guy just started freaking out when he got arrested and had a heart attack.
That's possible too.
That'd be amazing.
So they didn't even we don't know. We're never gonna know their MO. No. I'm not saying it's valid. I'm just saying, did they say like we only stab women, we hate women, or like this is for Allah, or I don't like I don't know, the Liberal Party. These are like, we don't have anything from them.
No, a motive has not yet been determined. Some of the victims were attacked at random while others were singled out. This was a Sunday morning in 13 locations across the James Smith Cree Nation. And the nearby village of
Cree Nation.
Weldon.
Yeah.
So he killed them, they killed natives?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're natives themselves.
Are they? They're natives.
They're natives.
Too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Natives who killed natives?
Yep.
Native on native crime?
Yep.
I don't agree with this at all. I'm very upset.
Yeah.
That's how it usually is.
You're saying, like, you mean.
Like, that's what usually happens. It's usually.
Natives killing natives? I didn't hear about that. Is that what happened?
So you
I thought that was like white people killing natives.
Are you saying that all of those kids that got molested
and
murdered by the Catholic Church, that was just a cover-up?
No.
The priests were native to the church.
No, I was going with like a kind of like on the black-on-black crime thing. Anyways, it was not a well-formulated thought.
I
apologize.
That's all right. Enough from Anthony Cumia. No.
That's funny.
I wonder what that's up to. I think he's still doing a show. Also, Gavin McCann, we never talk about this. His ruse.
Oh, yeah.
The fake kidnapping.
He fake kidnapped himself.
Yeah.
That was fake finally?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's Owen Benjamin that ratted him out.
Yeah.
Because Gavin texted Owen Benjamin and he was like, it's a prank. Don't tell anyone. And then Owen just told everyone.
This is, you can't prank people like this. This is serious. No.
Yeah. And he was like, it's a prank was me asking my followers to send you money. Also a prank was me. Because he must have gotten like donations. Like,
for what?
Crazy.
What are you getting donations for? We don't even know what happened.
If you're like following someone that's on the right and you feel like the left is fucking silencing everyone, and then your guy gets detained by the FBI. If he has a donate now thing on his website, he must have got crazy money.
Okay, because they thought it would help his legal fees.
Yeah, but then again, the way the world is right now, PayPal is seizing everyone's account. So I don't think Gavin could get donations.
But either way, it's all dumb. I heard that he was just taking a vacation.
Yeah, he was in the south of France.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, this is how we're going to end the show while I'm away, on a cliffhanger. But it was like the worst time to do it because people are getting like arrested in the States for shit.
Yeah.
So people thought it was real. It is so goofy and it's so funny that it's Owen Benjamin that rat. It's like a circus.
Yeah.
You're looking, you're like, God damn, these guys are eating each other.
Yeah.
It's
no honor amongst broadcasters. Mm.
Yeah. It's the broadcast. It's not the flat earth thing that's bothering you.
Oh, they're flat earthers too?
One of them is.
Oh, yeah. they deserve.
Who is Owen, a flat earther?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
dude, I was producing.
He's so, like, when I met him, he was so nice. That's
he's a super
crazy.
Nice guy still.
Same thing, Gavin, when you meet him, super nice.
Yeah.
And then you fucking hear him online and you go, what the fuck? I gotta stop telling people how nice these guys are. I look like a fucking racist piece of shit.
Look like an imbecile. You're like, this guy's great. And
he's
then
the
you
best.
See him
and
online.
And then you're like, why is he with all those Nazis?
The thing about Indonesians. But I don't think them was a. Didn't he, the Proud Boys, it started as that cereal thing where they share cereal and they punch on their dick.
Whenever I used to defend the Proud Boys, because at first it was just almost like a lodge. So it was
guys.
He told me that he started the Proud Boys because he wanted me to join. He only had one member when he asked me to join. And he was like, yeah, it's a thing. We're called the Proud Boys. We don't watch porn so that you'll bang your wife more. So you can't masturbate, you can't watch porn, and you have to name 5 cereals while we punch you in the arm.
And Poseidon spit in his face. He's like, what? I don't accept your terms.
And then I was
5 cereals?
Yeah, not 5 brands of cereal.
Like Cocoa Puffs, Kellogg's,
while the other members punch
Cornflakes.
You. So it's just a stupid thing. Yeah. And the other member was Dante Nero. Which
sounds familiar.
Is the guy that used to do a podcast with Patrice. He was one of Patrice's friends. He's a black guy.
Okay.
So when people were saying Proud Boys are racist, I was like, the first member was a black guy. So it's weird saying that.
Yeah.
I was like, they're not racist. They're just stupid. But then it became political.
Anytime it gets political,
as soon as it gets political, then everything fucks.
As soon as the new underscore lobby becomes political, we're gonna have a problem on our hands.
Isn't already?
I hope the underscore lobby goes the other way, though. Usually, all those organizations go extreme right. I want you guys to go extreme left. I want you guys to be, because your members should all be communists.
Yeah,
because Guido he wasted his parents' money.
It's true.
Adam fucking is surviving on 180 a week. So if communism would help both of them
and fight with each other, call yourselves oppressors. And argue about who's more trans than the other.
Oh, that
just
was
gone nuts.
Well, one's already for gun control. He hates guns. You remember?
Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
But it's not, he hates guns isn't a right or a left thing, because the reason why he hates guns, he doesn't want you to not have guns. He's just saying he doesn't feel comfortable. He's scared, which is perfect.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
I get.
You're
right. He should not be around guns.
Yeah, you're right. No, I agree with you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was a stretch.
Yeah, he should not be around guns.
Yeah, you're right. No.
He's mature enough to know that.
He shouldn't be anywhere near sharp edges, if we're
being
honest.
Even if Guido is pro-gun, he shouldn't be around guns.
No.
Yeah.
And this isn't me being a lefty. It's just me. You know, we got to keep guns out of that guy's house.
As far away from his hands as possible. So yeah, the Proud Boys, initially, that's what it was. It was like a frat, fraternity type of style. Yeah,
So I was up, but then after it became political, and I was slow because I don't watch the news. So I was like, nah, it's not political. And then I'd see, oh, shit, yeah, it is.
It is a little political. Yeah.
Oh, I saw a video this week. That now it's going to be a couple of weeks for people watching, but this Antifa guy that hit a Trump supporter.
Where?
I don't know. It was just a video, and you see the Antifa guy is yelling at the Trump guy, and then he punches him right in the face. But the Trump guy, when he gets punched, this is his reaction. He goes, he looks at the guy and just fucking unleashes.
Oh, no!
And he's just punching the shit out of the guy. He beats the fuck out of him. And then the guy's
this
trying
was in
to...
in a Walmart?
No, in a 2017? Parking lot. In a parking... The guy tries to get in his car. The Trump guy gets him out of the car.
And beats the shit out of him.
And then he's like, I'm sorry.
I think this was an old one, though. I remember I saw someone get a beating and he kept a cigarette in his mouth. You remember this?
Oh, yeah, that was funny, too.
Those are politics I could get behind. Two buffoons fighting? Yeah. I'll watch that.
Yeah, a lot of hooliganry.
I don't like buffoons fighting. I like old men fighting.
Old men are strong.
Old men fighting, for me, is one of the joys in my life.
Have you seen old men where young kids try to give them attitude and they smack them, and then the old man's like, oh, you made a big mistake, and the old man beats the shit out of him?
No.
Dude, a video I saw is this guy in a bus, and he's like yelling at this old guy. He's like, I'm a fucking... What? And there's a woman yelling too. And the old guy's like, leave me the fuck alone. That's why, like, punks like you, I eat them for breakfast or whatever. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And he goes and he punches the old guy. And the old guy beats the shit out of him. And he's like, I fucking told him to get away. I fucking told him. You can bring this. You can find
old man strength,
find old
by the
man
way.
Bus yeah. fight.
But dude, I saw a video of it was a gym guy, and it's like a bar.
Type in while you're saying this, old man bus fight.
It's a bar, and you have to try and basically fucking bend it, and it's like steel, but it rebends back, right? But it's very difficult.
Oh, I know a video, but that's not a real old man. That's one of those shitty Facebook videos.
Yeah, oh, talking about a real old guy.
It's a guy in his 30s wearing an old man suit. And
oh,
then
really?
He goes, I can't. And then he's in shape.
No, this was on TikTok, and he bent the bar super easily.
Yeah, so that's a young guy.
67-year-old veteran beats up young male.
Probably.
It's in a bus.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, put it up for me so I can tell you. It's it's from the back. Yeah, it's this. Check this out. This is ridiculous.
You want me to put audio?
Yeah, sure. So we can hear him fighting.
You ain't scared this white boy.
He's like, you ain't scaring this white boy. He was trying to scare the old man.
And how small is that black guy? Letterman's going to kick his ass.
Yeah, so Letterman moves. He's like, I'll go to the front. He sits in the front. He leaves the guy. Put my foot up your ass.
Oh, this guy has a weak chin.
He looks like Howard Stern's Beetlejuice.
Yeah. It's funny because he goes, you ain't going to do shit. And he goes, say it again. He's like, you ain't going to do shit. Then he got up.
It ain't worth it, blood. It ain't worth it.
Listen, he's like, I eat a piece of shit for breakfast. I see tough guys like you. I smack the shit out of them. Look. Holy fuck, bro. Yeah, lower it now.
Yeah. Because we're going to get
because
of the music.
Take the audio. Yeah. Just lower the thing, bro. Yeah, look at this. He's finished him, bro, that old
Rewind
man.
It just because I want to see the guy when he falls and then he
And he's
telling,
he's like,
head.
I fucking told him, leave me alone. He's an old man. That's embarrassing, bro. You're acting tough to an old dude.
Yeah.
And he got
and
look
yeah,
like,
an old dude wiping his nose.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, look at that.
God damn. The guy just collapsing. He doesn't even try to defend himself. Doesn't dodge. Doesn't know how to fight at all. Why start shit if you can't even fight an old guy?
Oh, he's crying. Oh, that's embarrassing. The guy has fucking
look
shorts,
at the
bro.
Old guy trying to grab him. He's like, get the fuck off. He goes, I told him to leave me alone. God fucking damn. Santa Claus, bro.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got a cross.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he made him bleed.
Yeah, he opened
God
him
damn.
Up.
He fucking, that guy knows how to punch.
Yeah.
Look, he's ready.
He's got the fanny pack. Oh, and it's this fucking guy back up.
Yeah, he's talking shit.
Yeah, he's talking shit, and it's while fucking a river of blood is coming out of his face.
Yeah,
God,
oh, that guy's not there though.
Yeah, he's lost.
And this is the lady that was going, yeah, you tell him, Pookie.
Yeah.
You tell him, cut.
Well, Pookie got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so old who nice is drink.
Filming? Who, the guy filming is probably that guy's friend, right?
Yeah.
Because he's...
I wouldn't have posted it. I wouldn't, if it was my friend, I wouldn't have posted it. It's a little too embarrassing.
It's not his friend, though. If but he posted it, if it's his friend and he posted it, it's not his friend.
It's definitely his friend, because this fucking guy, if he's starting fights with the white guy that's just in front of him, wouldn't accept a black dude filming him
yeah, and
after he got
star.
The shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, but you know what? He learned a valuable, this might keep him out of trouble. He learned a valuable life lesson. Just sit on the bus, bro. Stop fucking with people.
Mm. Yeah, I never liked people that were very loud on the bus. I
that start shit, like, what are you, like, and much happens, like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, that always used to piss me the fuck off.
What am I looking? I'm looking in front of me, bro. I'm fucking sitting down. What do you want me to do?
I would always have headphones on. You have these fucking goofs walk in, bro, and they're trying to start shit with everyone on the
everyone
bus.
Everyone on the bus, old people.
And you're there, bro. I have my head on. I was just like, ugh, like, fuck. Yeah.
These people suck.
That's what I like about.
But like, no one died. It was just a beating that men sometimes deserve. That's
I think, in my opinion, this should still be acceptable in today's society. Like,
what's not acceptable?
What I mean is, because like, someone would say like, I should be put in prison. The old guy or whatever.
Why would he be put in prison? He was self defense.
But some people may have this argument, or like no violence.
The old guy would. No, but if someone yells at you, and you get up and go sit in the front. To not start any shit.
Yeah.
Like that old guy did everything right.
Yeah.
Everything right.
Except he didn't smack bitches like you.
He didn't even, he was sitting down and the other guy punched him first.
Yeah.
So the other guy fucking tried to punch him when he was sitting down.
Wiping his nose.
Yeah. He's fucking blowing his nose. That he deserves a
100%. Fuck. But in Canada, he would have gotten arrested.
Yeah, Canada's weird.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I'm saying also, like, I think shit like if somebody fucking puts your hands on you, you have the right to just fucking...
Well, no, if they put my hands on me...
If they put their hands on you, sorry.
If someone puts your hands on you, you gotta tell them, bro, it's romantic.
I'm like those retarded motivational speakers.
Let me put my hands on
you. Yeah, because in Canada, the laws are weird.
The self-defense stuff here is a little strange.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy to think that someone could come up to you here, punch you in the face, and then you have to think, is it worth me going to jail? It shouldn't even be a contest. Yeah. Yeah, you hit me, I got to defend myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're only allowed to punch back, but at the same force that they punch and once. If you continue
Which doesn't make
that,
any sense. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what force they punched at.
That's the law. Hold on.
There's no way that makes any sense.
So someone's super weak, you got to punch them weakly? Like, and only once? I get that you can't, like, if the guy tries to steal your wallet and he has his head on the sidewalk and you're stopping it,
yeah, it's a bit
and
much.
Fucking brains are flying out of his ears.
So
maybe calm down. But
so if somebody yells at, yo man, guess you're the guy, Nick Tamer or whatever, I have to reply retardedly. Mm. It's the only way we have to
what?
Match. I have to match the same force.
Because I was reading the and same I energy. Heard that in my ears. That's funny. Well, look, it says the victim must, for a fear of an attack, right? If the victim must perceive that they are under attack, if they take action, it must be for a defensive reason. The force used must be reasonable given the circumstance of the attack or perceived attack.
So somebody
reasonable,
me.
It depends who's judging you.
Yeah.
Gray area. One factor that's considered is the extent of bodily harm that the attacker endures. What action does the victim take to retaliate? Did they injure, cause permanent damage, or fatally wound the attacker? So if somebody smacks you and you punch them in the face and they get like
if they bleed but you didn't bleed,
you're in trouble.
How about if I'm driving on a street and then someone uses a crosswalk and then I stop and then they yell at me because they go, yeah, you had
and
to
I
stop.
Run him over.
And I run him over. And then he falls. And then I drive back. And I like drive
I
back.
I never
him.
Came
how
out
many,
of the car. Because I know if I come out of the car, it's road rage.
It's illegal.
You're right. Yeah,
exactly.
So how many times can you drive over him?
Yeah. I stayed in my car. Yeah. Your Honor, I follow the rules.
Yeah. He fucked up my muffler.
Yeah.
With his stupid head.
Yeah, his big watermelon head. They're like, that's sir, funny. That was a child. He was loud, though.
Had a big head for a little kid.
You would have got
a lot of damage.
Too. Thought it was a bridge troll.
It took four mops to clean that shit up. That's a big melon right there.
I had to pay this retarded guy $180 to do it.
God damn, bro.
How about, yeah, if someone comes to my house.
Oh, so the house
with,
thing.
With let's say a guy has a knife.
Or a flamethrower.
If he has a knife, if, can I, like, if he has a knife, but I have a gun.
Now, the home, the home stuff is where it gets a little more lenient, in my opinion.
In your opinion, or does it get lenient?
Not in my opinion, sorry, where it gets more lenient compared to the, if you could just
get
attacked.
So you're saying this old guy should have brought that black man to his house. Then he would have been good.
Oh, but that was over.
I got dinner.
But I've heard, I don't know how true this is, if you're going to defend yourself with a gun, they have to be barging in with a gun. And your gun, your ammunition, and your pistol have to be in separate safes.
Yeah, I heard this too. And I also heard that sometimes that when somebody breaks into your house here, they recommend you'll get in trouble, you fight back, you're supposed to run away. And if they chase you out of the house,
then you can shoot them.
Yeah, which is absolutely
which is
insane.
Lunacy. Yeah. What kind of an adult man who has his family in the house is going to run away with, bye guys, follow the law. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That means so everyone probably that has guns probably has two safes just in case something happens and you shoot someone. You're like, okay, I got to put the bullets in this one. And
I just two safes, okay? One has the gun, right? And the other one has the bullets. But then in the first one, you also have the bullets for the other gun. In the other one, you have the gun. So you technically, you technically have gun and bullets in each one. And if they ask you, like, no, that's for the other gun.
That's clever. Yeah, I like that. But I'm just going to read the...
You gotta be on my level if you're going to shoot your neighbors.
I'm just going to read. If you're being attacked, you're entitled to defend yourself and your property. If someone is attempting to enter your home or steal your car, you have a right to take action. But the line gets a bit blurrier from there. How far can you go to defend? Canadians can use force to protect their belongings and themselves. An individual is justified in taking action to prevent someone. However, they must cease using force once the attacker backs down. They must not use
what
more force.
What if he backs that ass up?
Than is necessary. So let's say... But then what if the robber goes like, okay, okay, I give up. And you go, okay, fine. And you stop and he goes, psych!
What if a rapist...
I don't think...
What if you rape a rapist?
I think a criminal still would illegal. Yell, psych.
No, but I'm
paraphrasing. I'm not gonna rape you. I raped you.
Can you rape a rapist if a rapist is coming to rape you? And you kung fu that shit.
Yeah,
and you
rape
flip
him back.
Down and you give him the same force he was going to give you. Technically, under the law.
I've looked into it.
Under
it's
this
very legal.
Law.
You could rape a rapist.
I've looked into it. It's illegal. Still illegal. Yeah.
You've looked into
it. So you're not allowed to defend yourself against rapists.
I did research for a friend. And
so you're saying that you what happened to you was illegal.
Yeah.
God damn it. I was trying to bring it another way.
You could sue him.
You could sue that fucking righteous man. You could ruin that hero's life.
Honestly, you could ruin that 15-year-old's life now. Like, you get a criminal record.
That's funny.
But yeah, so like, just the force of what they're gonna do, that would mean that if they're trying to rape you, you have to rape them. Yeah. You can't just beat the shit out of them.
I don't
want to rape someone. I just want to beat the shit out of them.
Like in Florida,
you could shove like a pipe in their asshole or something.
That's rape.
I remember when I bought my condo in Florida, one of the first things they told me, they were like,
no rapes.
Don't forget, this is a state that if you go into someone's house, they're allowed shooting you. Like, as soon as you're on someone's property, they can say, no, he came in and it was trespassing. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm not the type of person to barge into people's apartments. But if I was, like, if I was that couple that was in New Brunswick.
I could have shot them.
You could have shot them if we were in Florida.
Oh, wow.
God damn,
I would have shot them if we were in Florida.
Yeah. I would have given them a drink.
Hey, within your right. Yeah. You're within your right, sir.
I'm exercising my right to shoot mental patients.
That was fucked up. When we were in New Brunswick, Preach told us why Florida man thing exists.
I never knew until he told me.
Yeah, because we always hear Florida man, and it's always Florida man got caught fucking a chicken.
And
people
think everyone in Florida is retarded.
So they think Florida is the worst state in the country, but it's because they have a law that every crime has to be reported.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah.
So if you fuck a chicken in Maine, they're going to be like, oh, let's keep this on the down low.
Yeah, this is not newsworthy.
This is not, and this isn't good press.
Yeah, but in Florida, everything has to go to the papers. So you have a man dies after sticking tangerine up his ass. Like you have all these different ones. You're like, these guys are crazy. Yeah. But it's just because they're documented. Whereas in Montreal, they won't document.
Yeah, basically. Basically, Florida man exists everywhere in North America. It's just reported in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. I guarantee you every city has these weirdos.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Just amongst the intellectuals.
Oh, you three.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's growing.
That's the Florida man of podcasts.
Yeah. The Florida man of podcasts.
Who's fourth? Who do you think the fourth member
of I don't know. But we're missing. The Avengers were three. It were six, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be in Florida next week, so I could be on the lookout.
For a new member.
I'll be Google check Google last 24 hours to see some prospects.
Yeah, it would be interesting. They could use at least one more. That would be fucking interesting.
Yeah.
One more and then see where it goes from there. But they need one that's not a failure.
Do you think having a woman that has success would fuck those guys up?
Oh, as like, an intellectual?
Yeah, cuz they're like Guido, he's of the two, not counting you, but of him and Adam, he's the one with the most success.
Yes.
But it's not going that well. And then Adam is, nothing's working. So if you get a moderately successful woman, I think they're going to lose their shit.
So a secretary?
No, like, yeah, any job that makes enough to pay rent. I think they'll see that as an attack.
A McDonald's.
No children. No children.
No.
Like a business lady will be good.
Yeah. Like a lawyer
or a teacher.
Yeah. Teacher, lawyer.
Like a comedian nurse. Woman.
A comedian woman. You mean a comedian?
A comedian chick, woman. A stand-up chick. Like who do we have?
She's a stand-up gal.
Bro, Sarah Quinn stand-up. Has orange hair. She could be Black Widow in the intellectuals. Like the Black Widow of the intellectuals.
Nah, Sarah Quinn.
It's beneath her.
Yeah, it's beneath her. You'd ruin her.
She'd be insulted by the pitch.
Yeah, she'd be insulted.
She'd be like, okay, this is a show with three dumb guys. We need a girl. What? What? No, but it's just to hurt them.
Yeah, it's to balance it out.
Because you're smart. And you're going to hurt him.
Well, no, because she has a... Didn't she graduate in something crazy? Like, she has a PhD.
No, she is smart. What we're saying is it's going to come as an insult.
Or if you got, like, even if it's a man, like an idiot savant. Like, someone that's...
But that's Guido already.
Super intelligent. Someone that's super intelligent in his limited field. Like, very high on the autism spectrum, yeah.
I must know more autistes.
I know a couple, but they're all French.
They're not bilingual?
Mm.
They're not bi? No. Mm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Who else can we have? Who else do we know within our city who's down and who would be good?
I mean, I know a lot of retarded people. I don't know who's... Like, I don't know how to gauge it.
Yeah. For real, I think this...
Why do you know so many retarded
people? The best
way... I'm fucking... I attract you all. I'm a magnet. Yeah, I'm that light at night in the summer, and you're all fucking mosquitoes.
They're all moths to a flame.
I think, though, the best way to recruit is going to open mic nights.
Yeah.
Because open mic nights are all future comedians or present day
mental patients.
Mental patients.
Yeah, actually, I just thought of a couple in my head. Yeah.
I had the same idea as Mike, and I thought of a few.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got this. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to add to your cronies. But they won't all be on the show at the same time. You'll alternate with them?
No, we can't. Yeah. Yeah, we'll alternate. Yeah.
And you can use them as your minions, too. You need minions.
Nah, I'm good. I could do shit myself.
No, you need minions. Trust me.
Mm. Why?
You'd be awesome with minions.
Why?
Because you're very bossy.
Yeah, you're very bossy, number one. You'd love to boss people around. Number two, sometimes you don't get shit done on time. That can't be a problem. But we have minions.
Then it's never going to get done.
It's always going to get done.
No,
for example, let's say today.
Are you crazy?
Let's say today, right? Yeah. You could have had a minion stay at your house to fix the floor.
I will never allow any of these lunatics in my fucking apartment.
These are your people.
What happened to your floor?
I guess because I had it at a really low temperature.
Wait, hold on. Restart. Don't say I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know what happened.
It leaked. Yeah. My air conditioner leaked.
Okay.
And it damaged the floor. That's it.
Oh,
and
really? Yeah, the air conditioner I bought you leaked?
Yeah.
All right. Fucking my plan worked.
So I guess
damn,
I didn't.
That sucks.
Yeah. I guess I didn't put it back on properly. The thing
it's
when you
good,
empty
it's
it.
A good guess.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's not so my then, fault. It's
no,
your
no,
fault.
No. 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 Okay. It was never your fault.
I guess it's his fault.
Yeah.
I guess. He talks like Trump. He's like, I guess. I'm not saying it, but I guess it might be my fault. I guess.
I even did the hand movement.
Yeah. I have an air conditioner.
Because the water comes out of the tube
yeah.
and
nah,
it
the
goes
bottom,
outside.
Yeah.
The best. Yeah. The best air conditioning. One fault. One
but
small
the,
fault.
The thing on the bottom, if you cap that, it'll come out the big tube, right?
Yes. So
so you just left the other thing out. Mm-hmm. So you didn't turn on the air conditioner. You had your dehumidifier working.
Oh, maybe.
No, I had the AC working, but okay. I had it at such a low temperature. Also, I hadn't cleaned the filters.
Okay.
So every single day, it was filling up super fast. I'm like, what the fuck? So I Googled shit. I'm like, yo, you got to clean the filters and shit. I'm like, ah, okay.
I'm not going to drink this.
Yeah. So then I would empty it, and I open it from the bottom, and it just leaks. I leave it for the night. I leave it for like on a colder night. I'll leave it there.
You'd leave the water?
No, in the sorry, I missed out some
steps
plot points. I drag it to my bathtub and leave it overnight
okay.
in the bathtub, and it just drains out.
Okay,
and then I bring it back and it lasts for like 2-3 weeks again.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess this time it kept filling up fast or whatever. And one night I may have been frustrated and probably didn't close it properly, and the water just slowly leaked or whatever.
I may have been frustrated. I love it. I may have been frustrated. May have been drunk. I don't know.
So the lady came in that's managing, and she came and saw. I'm like, you know, I would, you know, like and stuff.
She came and saw and stuff.
When I said it was Trump-esque, I gave you too much credit. Because Trump would have said something. She came, a lady, I'm a goblin. Let's be honest here. A fucking goblin. Came, gabagooled all there. And then she says, I gotta pay.
That wasn't Trump. That was Eric Trump.
That was Eric Trump.
Because
what
happened was the guy said, he's like, I re-glued the whole floor. But then when I went, but he had stuck back another piece because it got bigger because it happened twice.
Do me one favor. When you talk to her next, be like, you didn't use. I use glue, the best glue. I got the best. No. I'm not saying it. Yeah. Other people in the neighborhood are saying I got the best glue. You have to say that to her.
Yeah. So and she's like, "Look, I'll see what I can do for you. I'll try and help you out and stuff like that, so we can stick it back on."
Yeah.
And that. But we can't use the old parts because the old parts warped because of the water. They inflated the pieces of wood.
But what I'm saying is, a minion could have taken care of all
that. I will
that.
Never allow any of these people in my apartment ever
again.
So except if you had a minion to handle that, you're. Air conditioner wouldn't overflow.
Yeah.
No.
A minion could have gone in to clear
it's
the...
It's okay. I'll do stuff myself. Thank you.
But you don't. That's the thing. That's
but I do.
If
it just happened, it happened
let,
once.
It wouldn't have happened because you would have had a minion.
If you let the AC run all the time and keep the cap on the water thing, the water comes out of the big tube.
But that one's sealed as well.
But you have to put it outside and you run it. Right? Like this, it's an AC like this. Like so you put the tube next to the window, and then the water comes out with the hot air. It all goes together.
I think his ears are going to start bleeding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You only open that if you're using the dehumidifier. Then you put a hose, and then it goes out. But so if you open that, water's just going to come out, but you don't have to let the water out that way.
It's very interesting you say that because I read the instructions online. And
okay.
The instructions read, you either bring it to like a tub or whatever or outside or something, somewhere with a drain. I bring it to my bathtub because I don't have a drain in the apartment. And
obviously, you don't live in a gym locker room.
Yeah. And you open up from the bottom the little how do you say caoutchouc, rubber thingamajig.
Yeah.
And you open it up and it leaks. And you just leave it for like a day, and it gets all drained. So that's what I've been doing. But nowhere in the instructions did it say I could put the tube at the top one, unscrew it, put it in there, and then hang it out the window, and it just drains like that.
Yeah.
Because
I'm fairly certain that people don't keep removing their air conditioning.
I've had like ACs on rollers for years. Never, ever, ever emptied the water.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Never had any problems.
He's the first person.
Because when I read the instructions, also, if you want to use the top drainer, you got to plug the tube and then plug it into like a vacuum where that you turn on and it sucks the water out. That's what the instructions read.
I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I'm not well versed enough. I'll if I say something, it'll be stupid.
Because I googled the instructions, and that's what they said. I'm like, I'm not gonna go get a fucking vacuum. I'm just gonna bring it to my bathtub. That's why I've been doing that. But now you told me that, so I'm like, nah.
A minion would have read through the instructions.
Yeah. A minion can't read.
Neither can you, apparently.
Neither can you. Yeah, that's the other problem. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, consider the minions. Grow the gang.
No, maybe look to maybe for the studio. Maybe for the studio, help out with some chores, I guess.
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's not enough chores for you to separate.
Yeah, there is.
For the minions, like what?
Well, like I don't know. Let's say one of them vacuums and dusts. The other one fucking mops.
And to make sure that we recognize your minions, they should all get their hair bleached.
Yeah, they should all get their hair bleached, and they have to always wear null t-shirts.
Yeah. Nah, that's weird.
And?
Yeah.
What about your life is not weird?
My personal life.
Well, I'm gonna ask again. What about your life is not weird? My life.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess everything.
I think that's how we're gonna end the show.
All right. Well,
oh shit! It's already an hour.
Apologize for this thing here. Don't follow the minion leader online. You're just going to get disappointed. He's just going to disappoint you at the 0 hour. Follow Mike Ward instead. MikeWard.ca website. You can get tickets for his upcoming shows and patreon.com/whositgood to catch Mike Ward's hit podcast, Mike Ward's Who's It Good. The episodes of Mike Ward at the Bell Center are already available for all patrons. So patreon.com/whositgood at any tier you can watch those, right? So it's a very special event. MikeWard.ca for the last couple of tour dates for Mike Ward Noir. Those are in Abitibi and in Ontario. Tickets are on sale right now. And PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis to follow all of the intellectual antics and follow whatever the fuck
this guy's up to. To become a future minion.
To become a future minion, send in your application by DM to Poseidon's Instagram profile. Send him a DM. Let him know why you'd make the perfect minion. Yes or no on whether or not you're willing to bleach your hair. It's not a deal breaker, but we'd like to know. Your size of t-shirt and your availabilities. DM Poseidon, DPoseidon69 on Instagram. Let us know. Can you work for it? Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.